Hello and welcome to Living Czech. I'm Nick Carey and I'm joined in the studio today by Jana Kotalíková. This week we'll take a look at public transport in Czech. The main thing I should tell you about
Hromadná doprava.
Public transport in the Czech Republic is that generally I think it is wonderfully laid out, though mainly in the cities. Prague, of course, is probably the best example, and far outdoes any public transport system that I have seen anywhere else. There is the
Metro
subway, which consists of three
Trasy
lines, the A, B and C lines. The first
Trasa,
the C line, was built in the 1970s and was then followed in the 1980s by the A and B lines, though I have no idea why they built them in that order. All the lines have been extended in recent years and there are plans for further extension. There are even plans to build a new circular
Trasa D,
a line around the outskirts of the city, but apparently there is not enough money for that yet. Travelling by
Metro
subway is remarkably easy, particularly during peak times of the day, when you can expect a
Vlak
train to come approximately every 2 minutes. Things slow down later in the day, when the average time between
Vlaky
trains can be up to 12 minutes late at night and at the weekends. The
Metro
subway closes down at midnight and opens up again at 5 o'clock in the morning. Then we have the trusty
Tramvaj
or tram. There is an extensive
Tramvaj
network throughout the city. Though Prague is the only city in the country where you'll find the
Metro,
you can find trams in most of the larger cities of the Czech Republic. The
Tramvajová síť
covers a great portion of Prague, and there are tram stops at almost all metro stations. Like the
Metro,
you can expect a
tramvaj
roughly every 5 minutes or so during peak time, and in the late evening they come at intervals of 20 minutes. The best thing about the tram system is the
Noční tramvaj
or night tram, which runs every 40 minutes throughout the night, which is a great service. In the summer, of course, you can just wander along and wait for a tram to turn up. But in the winter, when the temperatures plummet to minus 20 or even lower, it is highly recommended to find out the exact times, otherwise you'll freeze, have to go back to the pub, or get a taxi. And finally, there are the
autobusy
or buses. As with the trams, there is a night service. Buses tend to cover the outlying areas of any city, but they are more erratic than the
Metro
or the
tramvaj,
but are still fairly regular. Now, those are the main forms of
Hromadná doprava,
public transport available, but there is one final element I would like to deal with, and this is the
Revizor
or ticket inspector, a dreaded figure on all forms of transport. The
Revizor
is never dressed in uniform and will sidle up to you and thrust out his or her hand, and in their palm you will notice a tiny badge. Now, most people, myself included, think that when this happens to them for the first time, that the
Revizor
is actually an itinerant badge hiller trying to ply their wares and will try to wave them away. This is unfortunately not the case, and if you are caught without a ticket, you will have to pay a fine on the spot. A handy tip, however, is that you are most likely to see a
Revizor
on the busier tram routes, in the
Metro,
except during the first few days of every month when they are everywhere trying to catch people who haven't renewed their travel passes. Just a word for the wiser, or the wicked, as the case may be. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Next week, we'll take a look at the winter in Czech. So until then,
mějte se půvabně.
Or take care.